I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
It begins with a kind of organ-like sonority in the woodwinds, and this theme seems to be the theme that we're going to have.
That's David Robertson, guest conductor this week for the San Francisco Symphony. He's talking about the second movement of Dvorak's Symphony No. 7.
And that theme comes to a close, and the music all but stops, and out of nowhere, a theme which you can only describe as extraordinarily anguished. With these large intervals and this strange harmony that doesn't seem to give any closure to where the phrase is asking to come down and rest, comes out of nowhere in a second, and then that leads on into something else and it's gone. So it really is very much like a kind of stream of consciousness narrative in a way that I don't think symphonic music had actually done before.
Also on the program is Brazilian pianist Nelson Freire, who has played in San Francisco before, but he's making his debut with the symphony in these performances with Chopin's Second Piano Concerto.
This concerto is an old love of mine since I was a kid. I love this concerto very much. Chopin demands constant love and attention, you know, but he gives you so much.
To offset the minor keys of the Chopin and the Dvorak, conductor David Robertson has chosen to start the concert with the light and fluffy overture to The Italian Girl in Algiers by Rossini.
It's fascinating to see this period of music because it's relatively close. It's about 50 years in the 19th century where these styles, each one of them, was such a clearly refined way of looking at music, whether the Rossinian one, the Chopin one, or the Central European Dvorak.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.